Well, our journey continues across Arkansas on the tailgate, and today we are in a particularly interesting spot. So, hey, I'm Blake, this is your tailgate talk. So I am, I'm guessing they changed the name of the mounds from Toltec. Probably ought to look into that a little bit, because all of my growing up years, this has been Toltec Mounds Archaeological State Park. And now it's Plum Bayou Mounds. But regardless, I will refer to it as Toltec through this entire video, because that's all I've ever known it as. But this is a beautiful place. It's outside of Scott. It's kind of between Scott and England. It is a state park. It's an archaeological state park. And you'll see where it got its name from. It's from the mounds. This was an old settlement, a Native American settlement. And an interesting thing, a lot of Native people, both Americans and otherwise, used mounds. This is not a unique thing to just hear. The mounds in Indian life were a pretty big deal. But sometimes they had different purposes. You go to some places and there are burial mounds. You go other places and there are mounds that they just would build structures on the top of, kind of like a community. I guess we would call it like a neighborhood, but so all their commerce and everything would be done up on these mounds, the high ground, which is, you know, I'm in this area, if you know much about this area, probably not a terrible idea because it's really low, and but that's just what they did. And that's what these mounds are. The mound was like the hub of all activity in that that settlement. Interesting thought. Because it kind of forces us to kind of pump the brakes on our life a little bit and think, what is the center hub to our life? What is the one thing that everything else revolves around? Well, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 would tell us that that Jesus Christ was the creative element. He was the creator of all things that exist, even all the way up to thrones and dominions and powers. Everything that exists exists because of Jesus. And then he goes on to say in verse 17 that he is not just the one who created them all, but he's the one that holds them all together. He's the hub of everything that's been created. And I definitely want that to be true in my life. I want my life to be defined by Jesus being at the center. So can I ask you today, what's at the center of your life? What does everything else in your life connect to and sprout from, I guess I could say? Here at the Toltec or Plum Bayou, whichever way I'm supposed to say it, mounds, you can just be reminded of what it looks like to have a central hub that everything else revolves around. And my prayer is that in your life, that's Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate. Next week is going to be pretty historic, and so I want to invite you to make sure you join us next Wednesday morning. Until then, I love you, have a great week, and I will see you next time on the tailgate.